Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Could we please start by having you restate your full name and your ADC number?
Chase Juan Blackshear, ADC 208994.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the three allegations that are on your warrant. We were notified about this hearing on February 6th, and you signed a form that day. You remember signing that form?
Yes, I do.
Okay. On that form, there's a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire, at your expense, an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, or did you re-represent yourself?
I did not re-represent myself.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board. If you look to your right, so that way on the screen, at the very end is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Over here on the other side of me is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room with us, and you'll see him on camera in just a minute. There he is. Mr. Westby, he's with the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Blackshear and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Blackshear?
I do.
And Mr. Westby?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Blackshear, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision. And then phase two, to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, what I'll do is I'll read each of these allegations to you, and I'll need you to respond whether they're true or false. Okay, sir, so you understand that process?
Yes.
Okay, good. We'll start phase one, and the first allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of marijuana on or about December 31st, 2018, per the task lab report dated January 2nd, 2019. Mr. Blackshear, is that true or false?
That is true.
That's true? Okay, sir. The second allegation is that you were in violation of condition 12C, as demonstrated by your failure to attend anger management counseling on or about December 19th, 2018, as directed. Mr. Blackshear, is that true or false?
That is true.
That's true, okay. And the third allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 5, as demonstrated on December 24th, 2018, by your engagement in verbally threatening to cause physical harm to staff or offenders while at MRC, located at 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix. Mr. Blackshear, is that true or false?
That is false.
That is false. Okay, since you testified that is false, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give testimony on behalf of the Department of Corrections on allegation number 3. Mr. Westby.
On December 26, 2018, Peter Miller received an email notification from Jeremy Willis at MRC. This email stated that on December 24, 2018, the offender completed his screening for ITH treatment program, and the offender was highly resistant to treatment. At one point, the offender stated to Johnson, Laura, I will go, but if I decide I don't want to, then I will hurt someone to get out, end quote. On January 3rd, 2019, Peter Borrego made contact via telephone with John Zimmerman at MRC. He confirmed that the statement made by the offender prevented his entry into the ITH program.
So, Mr. Blackshear, what's false about that?
What's false is that the context of what I said is twisted. I didn't say what she said I said, in fact.
What did you say?
I told you that I'd rather not be placed in a situation where I'd be in an environment around a bunch of people who are angry and dope-sick, where I potentially have to do something that'll land me in prison. That's what I said.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, What are our options?
Options, one is to find that he did not violate, or we're going to have to find that he violated.
Okay.
So basically, I think I think Mr. Westby has something that he could want to show.
Mr. Westby has something.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that the email from MRC from Jeremy Wells on there with Laura Johnson, who this was sent to, she has stated on here, just to give a little bit more additional information. So the defendant completed screening for ITH treatment and said, I will, if I decide I don't want to do it, then I will hurt someone to get out. That's basically saying the same exact thing as an allegation that PO put on there. And this is the email that came exactly from MRC. So this is what they're stating that he is. And didn't say anything, he's going to do something to get out. It says, I will hurt someone to get out.
And those were in quotation marks.
Those were in quotation.
His exact words.
That's correct.
All right. Okay, then I'm going to make a motion based on Mr. Blackshear's admission for allegations 1 and 2, and based on information from Mr. Westby and the parole officers and the information in the warrant. I'm going to make a motion to find Mr. Blackshear delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal laser company. Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Was that Mr. Neal I heard there?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Hammond. Okay, Mr. Blackshear, we'll move to phase 2 of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked, sir. Before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us some background information about your case. So just stay. Hang that in there for a moment, and we will be right back with you to ask you some questions, and you can tell the board anything you'd like to. Okay, sir? Thank you. Mr. Westby.
On October 23rd, 2018, Mr. Blackshear was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested January 3rd, 2019 by EDC staff. There were no charges. He was back in UC custody on January 3rd, 2019. With the projected community supervision end date of September 23rd, 2019, 07 days. Current conviction, 2013, misconduct involving weapons, 2.5 years. 2013, aggravated robbery, 6.5 years. He has prior convictions in 2006 for aggravated assault, 1 year. 2007, escape, third degree, 1 year. 2009, marijuana violation, 2.5 years. This is his fourth term in DOC, CUIR score 5.5, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 1. There's no gang information noted. He has prior terms of supervision in 2006, it was TIS release, completed 1 month. In 2008, TIS release, completed 1 month. His disciplinary violations are significant with drugs, violence, and staff assault noted. Other arrests. 2003, criminal trespass, first degree, Arizona County Jail. 2003, misconduct involving weapons, Arizona County Jail. 2004, criminal trespass, for second degree, Arizona County Jail. 2007, stolen property, Arizona County Jail. 2007, criminal trespass, third degree, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2007, resisting arrest, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2009, misconduct involving weapons, Arizona, probation revoked. His community risk score is a G6V8.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Blackshear, we have a written report of what occurred while you were on community supervision, sir. And it looks like you were initially released to an address that's 7774 West Alvarado in Phoenix. It says with your mother. Did you stay there the whole time until you were sanctioned to go to MRC?
I did.
Okay, so you were living with your mother, and then you went to MRC and returned there, it looks like, after you completed your sanction? Okay. Were you working, sir?
No, I wasn't working.
What kind of work do you do?
I don't have any professional, I do whatever I can. I temp agencies,
okay.
Labor.
Okay, well, that's work. That's work. Okay, so it looks like you were responsible to call him to task with the PIN number, and that's how we ended up with the positive for marijuana. So how did that come to pass? How did you happen to use marijuana, sir?
Just a smoke. How did I come to use marijuana?
Were you your friends? Were you...
I was willing to quite decide to have some, and I partook.
Okay. And it looks like you also were drinking some alcohol at one point, sir?
Yes.
And how did that come to pass?
Same type of
meetup. And did you think or remember that you had signed conditions that said you wouldn't use illegal drugs or consume alcohol?
I do remember.
You say you did or you didn't?
I remember how I did.
You did remember, okay. All right, and you were also directed to attend anger management classes, and it looks like you missed 1, 2, 3 classes, and that was more than the number of allowed absences, so they removed you from the program. And that happened, it looks like, possibly 2 times, because you were offered the opportunity to go back, and you missed again. So what happened? Why weren't you going to class?
Actually, I did do though. Like, I was going, but I forgot to, like, one of the days that I missed, I live right around the corner from where that place is located. It's just, like, right on the other side of Desert Sage Library. Like, as you know, I'm on 7774 West Alvarado. So, I was asleep. And I woke up one day and I ran over there. I jumped over there, like, man, I was like, it wasn't indifference on my part that allowed me, that caused me to be late or miss your class, and that I lost track of time. And specific to the other time, it was just the same. It was the same thing. It was not a lack of care that caused me to be late. It was just, you know, my life is, I was encumbered by other activities, like trying to retain a job, like, you know, hanging out, smoking marijuana, drinking alcohol, trying to relieve stress, and just trying to decompress. And from doing 6 years in prison, I know that's not an excuse, but I'm just telling you what it is.
Okay.
But these are the things that allowed that caused me to miss class.
Okay. You said you weren't working though. So what was keeping you busy? You said you were busy.
Trying to retain work. I didn't plan on saying this, but I guess I will. For the 6.5 years that I was locked up, I made specific action steps related to starting a business upon my release. One of the things I did on top of work, on top of not working, was organizing specific action steps like patenting trademarks for services, patenting domain names and such. These are the types of things that I was outside of really trying to really secure a job. I was more geared towards trying to secure wealth. You know, I mean, trying to do something that would set me up for the type of life that I want to live. So, like I know it's my responsibility to organize my life, but these are the things that break my focus, that caused me to be absent or to be tardy.
So you were trying to create a business? You were going to start a business?
Actually, I haven't. deeds, I have a business on paper right now, we speak at home.
And what kind of business is it?
Affiliate marketing on the web.
So, something on the web?
Affiliate marketing, promoting other people's products and services, using things like native advertising. I don't know if you're familiar.
No, that's... Sounds interesting, though.
If you see like a Pepsi can in a movie,
right.
It's not by accident that you see a Pepsi can in the scene. It's by design.
Right.
But,
interesting. Interesting work.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I understand you were consumed with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So when you were at MRC, you said there were people there who were. Can you explain that a little bit more? You started to tell us what happened. There were some people there who wanted to fight at MRC.
I was in an environment where that is largely populated by people who are either dope sick or clean off of dope, who want dope, and are mad that they can't get dope. It's like a, what's the word I'm grabbing for a word? It's like a, it's a high stress environment, you know what I mean? You got people who walk around mad all day because they don't have whatever it is that they indulge in. And I'm in there for marijuana use. I was in there, I think there was one other guy in there, out of like 30 guys that I was around, that was in there for marijuana. I'm in there with marijuana for people who have real issues. You understand what I'm saying?
So you don't use other drugs, just marijuana?
No. I don't use other drugs.
Okay, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any of a question for Mr. Blackshear. Okay, Mr. Blackshear, we're coming up on the end of your hearing. I just want to give you the opportunity. Is there anything else you've thought of that you want the board to consider that you haven't told us already?
No, I don't. To tell you the truth, I'm not looking for any type of... I'm not looking for pity or anything like that. I'm an observer in this moment. I'm coming to see, like, if I would like to get out and have my freedom and have my franchise and build me back. But if I can't, then I'll be okay with sitting back for the rest of these 6 months and educating myself. And going out and doing the same thing that I plan to do when I get out, when I was out in 2018.
Okay, Mr. Blackshear, thank you very much for that information. The board is going to go into discussion, sir. We do all the discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So we just ask you to just sit there, remain silent, listen to the discussion, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment. Okay, sir? Thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Blackshear is certainly an interesting person. He seems very smart, and I am hoping that he's able to use that to really do his business that he talks about. I think that would be a good thing for him to work on. He did continue to use marijuana while on supervision, and also alcohol, so I have a little bit of a problem with that, in that he knew that he had signed conditions that he would not do that. So I'm not seeing him as a good candidate to return to community supervision, and I'm glad for what he said, that he'll continue to prepare himself while he's there, and when he's out in 6 months, he won't have a parole officer to worry about. So I'd listen to the input from fellow board members. So any thoughts? Okay, I'm going to make a motion then, based on information of warrant 2019-W0022, consultation with Mr. Blackshear, information from Mr. Westby. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Blackshear was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways of company, specifically by using marijuana and alcohol while on community supervision.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed up there, Mr. Neen, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Blackshear, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir, but I sure hope you're serious about keeping on applying yourself toward your business, so that when you're out in 6 months, we're showing you with a release of September 23rd. At that point, you have no community supervision. Your debt will be paid to the Arizona criminal justice system, sir. So I'd like to thank you for being so respectful in the hearing today, sir, and we certainly appreciate your participating. Your hearing is over, and we appreciate if you just let the CO3 know that you're all done. Thank you so much, sir. Best of luck to you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.